there's way too much focus on who wins the next election. I understand it's important, but it's only important in the context of deciding who is in charge as the U.S. empire collapses. That's all. Because it's over for the United States of America. It's over. It's over for Western Europe. No matter who's in the White House, the system is broken. The system, as you can see with members of Congress and the United States Senate in particular, the system no longer represents the people. The system exercises no sanity. And the entire system is, of course, completely addicted to debt. Without debt or money printing, Congress can't function. The military can't function. The government can't function. Our nation is like heroin addicts, but the heroin is debt. Because the United States of America is no longer self-sustainable on a rational fiscal basis. It has to keep printing money in order to stay afloat. It was NAFTA and other international trade agreements that gutted America's manufacturing base decades ago, and offshoring since then, and then more recently, COVID, crushing small businesses across America. This has been a deliberate war on America's industry and America's economy. And right now, the economy is fiction. Most of the U.S. economy right now is three things. I've mentioned this before: disease, debt, and death. Disease is healthcare, medicine, vaccines, you know, not improving anybody's life, just killing millions of people around the world with these new vaccines, killing people in hospitals, killing people with chemotherapy, you know, pretend medicine. That's the medical system today. And then debt refers to all the money printing, the financialization of the entire economy, you know, derivatives, paper contracts, people pushing paper around, investments around, but not producing anything. That's debt. And then death is the war industry. The war industry is huge. And it gets all kinds of endless handouts. You know, all the billions of dollars that were supposedly sent to Ukraine, most of that didn't get to Ukraine. Most of it was actually spent on U.S. weapons manufacturers or kickbacks to people who make decisions about weapons manufacturing or who award contracts and things like that. So disease, debt, and death represent the vast majority of the U.S. economy. Aside from that, there's not that much actually going on in the U.S. economy. And there's some. I mean, we try. We're a manufacturer. And we try to bring you companies that make things in America. And there are, of course, service companies and, you know, there's still grocery stores and food companies and so on because people have to eat. You know, there are gas stations and some restaurants survived COVID. A lot did not. But overall, the U.S. economy is in a state of collapse, just as the U.S. currency is in a state of collapse. And they have to keep faking all the numbers. Oh, there's no inflation. Record jobs created. Yeah, stock market is reaching new highs. It's all theater. It's all contrived to create the illusion of economic stability and abundance in order to try to trick people into buying more U.S. Treasury debt so they can fund a couple more years of debt spending. But eventually, the music stops. I don't know when that day is, but it's coming. And importantly, there's no one who can occupy the White House that can turn this around. The corruption is firmly entrenched in the culture of United States government. No one can turn it around, no one person. And this is why you're seeing all these signs of the last chapter, the corruption of the judicial system, corruption of elections, corruption of media, government censorship and tyranny, the government actually ordering tech platforms to deplatform certain voices, certain people, and so on. These are all signs of the last chapter of a dying empire. And as it dies, it will become more and more desperate to try to hold on to power, meaning it will resort to more and more desperate false flag attacks against its own people. in order to halt the election or rig the election or convince people that Trump supporters are terrorists or whatever it takes. So I've said this before, you can expect a false flag stack to be invoked and rolled out before the election, and if Trump wins, after the election. At this point, the U.S. empire will stop at absolutely nothing to hold on to power. Nothing. They don't care if they have to set off nuclear bombs in U.S. cities, or if they have to start World War III, or if they have to release another biological weapon. Whatever it takes, if they have to kill 100,000 Americans by setting off a nuke in a football stadium or something like that, they will do it. They, the deep state, the traitors of America that are currently in charge, there's nothing they won't do. And yet, no matter what they do, it won't be enough to stop the collapse of the empire. The U.S. empire, it's just about over. The system is so broken and so corrupt from the inside, it can't even save itself. It is incapable of internal reform. The corruption is so complete. I mean, how many U.S. senators do you know who actually represent the people? I mean, certainly Rand Paul. Maybe you could name a couple others. Only Republicans, by the way. There are no Democrat senators who represent the people whatsoever. And most Republicans do not either. But you could say, just my estimate would be, maybe 5% of the U.S. Senate represents the people, perhaps. That might be generous. Meaning 95% of the U.S. Senate represents the globalists and the corporations and the war machine and the deep state. You know, the Lindsey Grahams of the Senate. Or the Mitch McConnells. You know, you get the idea. Or the late Senator John McCain, one of the worst traitors to this country, that I've jokingly said that his corpse should be dug up and perp walked with a public arrest and charged with treason. Just like Weekend at Bernie's, but Weekend at McCain's, and just charge him for the historical record of it. When governments are experiencing their last chapter, that's when they become the most dangerous of all. That's when they declare war on their own people. And that's when they begin to unleash all kinds of weapons and attacks. And of course, tyranny and restrictions on freedom of speech and election rigging and all of this. And that's the chapter we're in right now. So this is the most dangerous time to be an American. Gonzalo Lira, who was killed in a Ukrainian prison, he was first tortured and then killed, with the full knowledge of the U.S. State Department, his death proves this point. It's very dangerous to be an American. And it's even more dangerous to be an American who can think for yourself, or who is willing to speak and tell the truth on any subject that matters. The U.S. government will allow you to be tortured and murdered. They did that to Gonzalo. So have no illusions. Your government will not protect you. Your government, under the Democrats in particular, is trying to kill you. Depopulation, extermination, vaccines, bioweapons, sabotage of food infrastructure, sabotage and the takedowns of energy infrastructure. They're creating a society where you will have very limited food, you'll have scarce energy resources, you won't have any money left after the debt collapse, you'll own nothing and you won't be happy, you'll be miserable, but they'll put you on, you know, psychiatric drugs and call it happy. So I'm past the point of thinking that we can save this republic. I don't think we can. I think we need to look at how we rebuild it. This current system is, it's gone, okay? It's gone. It's clear as day at this point. There will be a collapse. There will be mass death, especially across the cities. We're talking, I don't know, it depends on whose numbers you believe, but the Deagle Report numbers showed, what, about 100 million Americans left alive by the end of 2025? I don't know if that's the case of what's going to happen, but I would not be surprised if many millions of Americans perish in the next couple of years, especially after a banking collapse or an energy collapse or an EMP weapon unleashed against us, perhaps by our own government. So we're going to find ourselves living in a whole different society. That is, if you survive the collapse itself, many millions of former Americans will be dead, mostly in the cities. The cities will be largely abandoned because they will be unlivable death traps. And the survivable areas will be the rural areas. And that's where you're going to have groups that get together, cities, towns, counties, communities. They get together and they form their own local government. They form systems for trade and barter and mutual defense, perhaps in conjunction with local sheriff's offices or local law enforcement, lots of military veterans and former cops and what have you. And these small towns are going to take care of themselves. And the country is going to be vastly less populated after a period of time. But during the die-off, of course, the desperation will kick in. And you're going to find a side of humans that doesn't even resemble humanity. You're going to see people turn into animals in ways that you never could have imagined. And many of those animals will kill each other or kill other innocent people in their quest for, you know, food or resources of any kind, including ammunition, by the way. So get prepared. I don't think the United States of America, as we know it, survives beyond the end of 2025. I've made that prediction for over 5 years. And it seems like it's right on schedule. So get prepared. Make sure you've got backup supplies of all the things you need. I'm not going to cover them right here, but you know what they are. Make sure that you are far away from the cities and make sure you have the mental fortitude to be ready for what's coming. Because no one is coming to save you. And you're probably not going to get raptured out of here before all this happens either. Stay informed. You can hear my podcasts and watch my interviews and other special videos at brighteon.com. Look for my channel, HR Report, or you can read my articles on naturalnews.com, or check out my website, prepwithmike.com, for preparedness videos. Thanks for listening. Take care. I'm happy to announce we have our laundry detergent back in stock at healthrangerstore.com. Got it up on my laptop here to show you. Now, you may wonder, like, what's so special about laundry detergent? Well, and we sell it as a pair here, these two, I think it's 5 pound boxes. Yeah, 2 5 pound boxes together. Well, check this out. We are meticulous about the ingredients. This has zero abrasives, no lye, no phosphates, no bleach, no dyes, no perfume. Most people's laundry detergent is a toxic stew of garbage. But if you look at our ingredients here, you can go through these ingredients and you can meticulously research these ingredients as we have done. And you can find out that they're incredibly safe for the environment, safe for you and your skin, and also very effective at cleaning your laundry. You know, a lot of people's laundry detergent is just filled with fragrance chemicals that make their clothes smell better, but it's toxic. You know, all those perfumes, when you perspire, the wetness soaks into your clothes that are soaked in the toxins in the laundry detergent, and then your skin can absorb those toxins, which in many cases with many other products are cancer-causing toxins. That's why we say no synthetic fragrances whatsoever. We want you to be clean, but we also want you to be cancer-free, right? I mean, we don't want to have a product that contributes to your cancer. And so we're very meticulous about the ingredients. This is the laundry detergent that I use, and you know how sensitive I am to artificial fragrance and fabric softeners and all that garbage, which I think is just, you know, poison for consumers, typically what's sold at the main stores out there, you know, the big box stores and so on. If you want to clean up your life, clean up your health habits, it's not enough to just have clean food and clean water. You also need to stop poisoning your laundry. And that means get our laundry detergent, healthrangerstore.com. It's back in stock now. It's been over 6 months since we even had this in stock. And this is not going to last very long because so many people have been waiting for it. It's difficult for us to get this formulation manufactured and made for us and then delivered to us. And I don't know how long, you know, this is going to last. Get some now while you can. We also have, by the way, automatic dishwasher detergent. We have body soap. We have many other home and personal care products at healthrangerstore.com. And in addition to supporting our platform and our message with your purchase, you're also supporting your own health. You're detoxifying your body. You're going to live a cleaner, healthier, longer life because of avoiding exposure to the toxins that are associated with all kinds of horrible things that happen to people. So clean up your laundry. Get the poison out of your clothing, out of your socks, out of your underwear. And this is how you can do it. Laundry detergent, healthrangerstore.com. We formulated it. It's manufactured for us. Finally have it back in stock while supplies last. And then it'll probably be gone for 6 more months. So check it out right now, today, healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.